thank you.
Okay.
Counting across.
Couple more, David, is that the idea?
Oh, maybe another one. Another one there, a couple.
Sure, man. What's up?
Dallas, Texas.
And might as well.
All right.
Now, what inspired you to write this one here, Mr. Barnes?
Well, you know, I tell you, we've been going up to Dallas a lot since we live in Austin. It's just about a 3-hour drive, a couple hundred miles up there. We tour up there and play up there a lot on the way out of the state and things. We always go up there, and we always see something really, really strange on the way home. I don't know. We've seen high-speed car chases involving pickup trucks going down the wrong way on the interstate with 3 or 4 policemen chasing behind them like some type of a Mel Brooks movie or something like that. And just a lot of strange things. It's weird. Actually, weird energy up there.
And I used to live up there, and I've got a lot of... That was kind of a weird part of my life, and so I would start off stories, well, back when I lived in Dallas. So Danny kind of picked up that maybe that was kind of not the best place.
And a lot of, I know lots of folks from Dallas, and they all seem to have escaped there successfully. But, I think there is. I have some friends that live there. It is a decent place, but it just seems like it has a weird energy there. I don't mean to put anybody down. I certainly like to keep up with the Dallas Stars a little bit. But anyway, this song here is just kind of a story about a person. He was raised in Dallas, but he's in a lot of trouble right now, and you can tell from the lyrics. And then I'll send this out to our lawyer, Tripp Aldridge, who is from Dallas. 2, 3.